2020 to 2160.
Dear future one.
Sometimes we find it hard to remember that we are the great turning.
Waking up this morning. As we look out at our smoky skies, remembering a virus that means we can't seek refuge almost anywhere, we shift our attention to gratitude.
Dayenu is a word from the Jewish tradition, meaning this, right here, is enough.
Don't forget your tambourine is one of the messages we have received from you. Thank you. Music is definitely part of how we're moving through this moment.
Read me, it said on the front of your message, and so we did, savoring each of your words. They left us yearning to respond. So here are our observations for the future generations.
We write from a time of rapid climactic changes, trying to learn springtime lessons
as fast as we can, while not letting our summertime memory fade.
Corn Mother is our teacher, the one who continues to grow even when the rains stop. We listen to her maize narratives.
It was really by accident
that we found ourselves here, writing this letter to descendants.
Change is coming so hot and fast that death feels ever nearer. We know soon we will be but your purvaj.
That beautiful word in Punjabi meaning ancestor. We're alive in times when we are endeavoring to uncover true histories. That's all apocalypse really means. Just one practice is land acknowledgement.
Learning where we sit beneath the illusion of colonization and capitalism. While honoring our pain is a core practice in our time, we also get to experience it coming back around to gratitude.
Spirals of joy, one, two, and three. It's a blessing to receive this fragment from you, ancestor. I'm writing back to let you know we're coming to visit, to share a glimpse of our world and how we got here.
Post-pandemic, post-revolution.
As our hearts healed, we worked to remember the beautiful darkness
of the unraveling. There might be time to save your world
if you heed our warnings. From this side, we can tell you that so much has been lost and found.
We surrendered to loving death
and found through wild listening our true freedom.
There are pieces of our world you won't yet be able to understand. We had to escape much horror, slipping through space and time by way of ocean garden hologram 1-7.
Stability? We don't have that anymore.
We're the next generation
of the ones that came after the great unraveling. We're coming to visit you, the beforers,
as we have come to call you, to share some somatic stories from one generation to another.
In case we don't make it, we have one core piece of advice.
Gather the seeds. Literal and metaphorical, you will need them all. Life will become a grand experiment.
Survival dependent mostly on choices you have already made, but still partly on the ones ahead of you. Beware the impossible train story.
You still have time. We together
are transincarnate.
This issue of Deep Times is brought to you by guest editors
Armando Davila,
Connor Gibson,
Morgan Curtis,
and Phoebe Tickell. We invited our contributors and ourselves into a conversation between present beings and future ones, 140 years from now, living in a mostly devastated world within which just a few have built something beautiful.
May you, reader, be inspired, undone, and changed by the dialogue.